The military may have a simple solution to better treat wounded soldiers transported on long flights. More oxygen. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
The back of a C-17 military transport plane is converted to a hospital on return flights from Iraq and Afghanistan. The sickest of patients are hooked up to a ventilator. Trauma surgeon Dr. Warren Dorlach is a colonel in the Air Force.
At the peak of the Iraq War, we were moving about 600 critically injured trauma patients per year out of theater. And that's just trauma patients. We also move cardiac patients and other patients. But if you just look at the trauma patients, we were moving about 600 per year. That number is down this year compared to what it was in 2007, 2006, when we were at the height of our war in Iraq. However, the volume has, as you know, has been picking up in Afghanistan.
The critically ill are on supplemental oxygen. The rest of the patients are not. On these flights, patients are subjected to lower air pressure and lower oxygen levels than people on the ground. Many are headed to a hospital at Ramstein Air Base in Germany, and then on to the U.S., to Bethesda, Walter Reed, and others. Dorlach says this is the first war the military has flown these extremely long air medical evacuation flights.
So we're moving patients, critical care patients now. When they leave out of theater, they may have a 7,000-mile trip that they have to go on, and that is very new for us.
Dorlach is in charge of training the Air Force medical teams who take care of patients on these long flights. He and his staff do this at Cincinnati's University Hospital. He's the director of the Air Force Centers for Sustainment of Trauma and Readiness Skills, or CSTARS. UC, through its Institute for Military Medicine, has partnered with the government to understand how to successfully treat the injured soldier. CSTARS has a high-fidelity simulation training center at UC with mannequins in a flight cabin. They've been programmed to mimic medical conditions teams encounter during the evacuation of combat casualties. This latest research, some at UC and some in Texas, involves whether soldiers with open wounds would benefit from getting additional oxygen on these long flights. UC Assistant Professor of Trauma and Critical Care Surgery, Dr. Tim Pritz, explains what researchers are doing.
We create a simulated musculoskeletal wound that would be similar to what our soldiers suffer in IED injuries or in high-velocity gunshot wounds. We seed it with bacteria, similar to what may happen on the battlefield where they get infected. And then we transport them at altitude during a simulated CCAT flight.
At the Brook City base in San Antonio, UC surgeons make the wound on an animal model and put it in an altitude chamber. There, they measure how low oxygen levels, low pressure, and a combination of the two will affect bacterial growth in the wound. Dr. Pritz says theoretically, doctors know if patients don't get enough oxygen, it could lead to inflammation.
We've done some initial projects that suggest that hypobaric hypoxia, even relatively small amounts of hypoxia, may aggravate inflammation in complex wounding models. And so we want to find out. The Air Force has asked us to look. They're interested in providing the best care for the patients that they're transporting, and so they want us to give our best educated answer to the topic.
Researchers use a special camera to take pictures so they can determine how much bacteria is present. Then they continue monitoring the wound and the effect of low pressure and low oxygen on the healing process.
Because the amount of oxygen that's used has a lot of implications for the Air Force because they have to carry or make any of the oxygen that they have with them on the plane. We want to be able to give them an answer or as to how much oxygen is needed, how much is too much, how much is not enough, so that they can adapt that to the care of their patients.
And Colonel Dorlach says the Air Force could easily plan for it.
It's such a simple problem, simple question. Really makes it a good first approach for us to be looking at.
Dorlach says if it's identified that supplemental oxygen helps, it will likely be adapted by all of the coalition partners, the Canadians, the British, Germans, and others. Part two of this study will look at wound dressings and whether negative pressure therapy, a sponge attached to a suction source instead of the standard packed gauze, will slow bacterial growth. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.